we have to maintain that same energy and focus that we had on the first series as we do those next two. So the second half piece of things is very encouraging, but we need to come out and start faster. And, you know, the guys have done a good job grasping of what the offense is trying to do to us at halftime, but we need to do that a little bit sooner.
Bobby Babich, defensive coordinator, the Bills at 5-2. They run away from Tennessee yesterday, 34-10. Overall, good day, including Tyler Bass, who made everything.
Yep, 6-for-6, right? 4 extra points, 2 field goals. I mean, nothing that was a severe test or anything, but he's mishit a couple of extra points pretty badly. So, yeah, it was good to see him come through like that.
They did have a kicker or two in during the week. Lucas Havrisik was one. It was reported yesterday that they did have a competition and that Bass won it during the week.
Right, they put that guy's on. They signed somebody to the practice squad.
He was signed to the practice squad.
Right.
Yeah.
So yeah, I heard. Yeah, competition. Like, did that really decide the way it was presented on the telecast? Was that that decided who was going to kick? Though whoever was doing the talking there, I don't remember which of the three announcers in the booth it was, said they had a competition and Bass won, so he's kicking today. And I was like, was that really, like, it was a contest to see who was going to kick today? I don't know if that's accurate or not, but I mean, they meet with these guys. I don't know.
You know, wasn't high pressure, like you said, sort of said, but if you're struggling mentally, everything is, you know, no kick is like a gimme.
Yeah.
And the shorter they are, the more egregious they are to miss.
Right.
So good for him.
And last week was certainly a pressure kick. I mean, the game-winning kick in against the Jets. So he came through there too. So hopefully he's on the right track here.
Yeah, I just think it will be very hard for them to find somebody. Forget even the cap, because there's a cap penalty too if you were to move on him. That isn't great. But I think it would be very hard to find somebody that they should have more confidence in. You know, like, a lot of these teams just sort of run through kickers. The Lions have done it a lot. Green Bay just did it. San Francisco had an injury, and then they had a different guy last week and a different guy yesterday. And I think they're just sort of hitting and hoping, you know, like, these are guys with some experience, and maybe he'll be the one. But, you know, odds would be that eventually there's a miss or two, and then you're kind of right back where you were. I mean, it was a nice – I don't even really to say was – it's been a nice luxury having Bass be so good for several years. You know, you just don't have to play that game. And now it's just more sounding like last week certainly sounded like the Bills were ready to play that game, but ultimately didn't.
He's going to have to really string together. I think at any point this year, if it crops up, and and what does that even say? I mean, he's probably going to miss a kick somewhere along the line here. You know, they may ask him to try a 58-yarder or something. And guys make those in the league every week. It seems like there's just ordinary, oh, it's a 52-yarder. Oh, it would have been good from 70 is what it looks like on TV half the time with these kickers. But he really needs to, I think, to quell not just the noise out here and the fans being concerned about it. I think organizationally they've acted the way they should. Here, like, this isn't good enough, and we got to be ready to do something if we need to do it. So let's get a guy in here that we at least feel confident enough in. I mean, that can change. I imagine this guy's going to be practicing and kicking, and if he's terrible in these practices, maybe they'll be back to workouts and try another guy. But Bass needs to, like, really stay out of the ditch, I'd say, for the rest of the year, which is a big ask. But because as soon as he can make 10 more in a row, and if they need one and he misses it, the fire is just going to be at five alarm status already, right? There'll be no time for it to ignite and smolder. It'll just be burning, at least out here. I don't know how internally they'll be if he makes a bunch in a row and then misses one and be like, well, that's kickers. That happens.
That's kind of how I'd expect to feel.
Yeah, but I just think, in order to get all the way to, like, where you were with him 2 years ago, say, he just needs a real good run here, I think, to sort of stabilize so that everyone's default setting as soon as he misses one isn't, oh, here we go, you know, is prior to really last year, you know, whatever he would miss, be like, well, you know, you're not going to make them all. But this guy's good. He's got a big leg. He's dependable and all of that. That's been very rocky this year. So he's still got a lot of work to do. But yet, you know, last 2 weeks have been good for him. The big kick last week and then yesterday. And I this came up on post game. I appreciate that fans wanted to show him some love in the stadium and cheer for him. You know, it's not usually how we are about stuff. And I'm not saying it was everyone. It's a little maybe Pollyanna-ish. They're like, oh, he's struggling. Get behind him and love him up. But I feel like you could notice that, and that's to the credit of the people there. I mean, I'm glad that they got there with enough people to make it noticeable, I'd say.
It is, you have to, the word is normalize, like for the era. You have to consider how great kickers are now. Like it's such a tough standard. I was even this way before the couple of misses more recently that seemed to force him into being a topic, you know, because he's 84% for his career on all field goals. Like what? He makes 5 out of 6 or 6 out of 7 field goals, some in between those two numbers. And that's damn good. I mean, that's like, it's better than Steve Christie, right? I mean, it's just, Steve Christie was great. Seemed like automatic.
Right.
Big kicks. Did he ever, I mean, he was just like.
Yeah.
The one, I don't know, I don't have to go here, but I'm thinking of this now just like for the first time. He missed one, Christie missed one against the Chargers that opening day with Johnson and right. before Flutie.
Yep.
And like, oh my God, that's never happened. Like, right. when does he ever, out in the dirt, probably the dirt infield in San Diego?
I can remember, see it.
Because the show ever sounded older than.
I can still see it.
Than yes. San Diego or dirt fields.
I remember it, yeah.
But anyway, it's just like, that was, I don't know if Christie was like the best. In those years, it was always sort of being updated who the all-time most accurate kicker was. Because there's always somebody young who came along, oh, this guy's at 82%. He's the best ever. And then the next year, it'd be someone else. And he was in there. He was in that, I think, in that rotation there when he was with the Bills, at least for a bit. But Bass is better than the best kickers of those days.
Right.
But in terms of just the percentages.
Well, what's the going rate now, right? Like 84%. You don't have the market cornered on being the best in the league at 84%. I would think. Neither are you dead last or anything, but I'll bet you're somewhere in the middle of the pack. I'm just guessing, but it's not something I've looked at, but I would guess that that's about where you end up.
This year, Tucker is 76 for Baltimore, 76%, which is worse.
Yes, it is.
Tennessee's kicker, Nick Folk.
Mm-hmm.
We go back with Nick Folk.
Dallas.
2007 Dallas, the winning field goal, Nick Folk as a rookie for Wade.
Man,
that game. I mentioned this to my wife yesterday because we were both into the Cleveland baseball team then with all the Bisons that had come up. Mm-hmm. And they're playing like the same night they were playing in the ALCS against the Yankees, same night as Dallas Buffalo. She was also hospitalized for something. Like it was a memorable time in our lives and hers. And so she would remember that game like, you know this kicker? This guy goes back to that night. And I think she was impressed with that. She's like, wow, you really know your sports. You should get a job in sports. Seattle this week. Interesting section of the schedule here. Seattle, Miami, and then Indianapolis. Miami lost to Indianapolis yesterday in a game that sounded pretty raunchy. 16-10 Colts.
Yeah.
It's not going well with Anthony Richardson passing-wise. He did run, I think, 14 times yesterday. And I don't know if it's right to say that that won them the game or anything like that. They're without Jonathan Taylor, too. But you've got big, always this is the case, I guess, but injury stuff with Metcalf this week. And Seattle coach there said he still will try to play this week, even though it was described as week-to-week. So Metcalf is not dead for this game. Tyreek Hill and Jaylen Waddle have just done almost nothing with Tua out. But now they get Tua back. They play Arizona and then come to Buffalo next week. And we'll see on Taylor and the Colts, who right now, even though it seems like with Richardson they're not getting much done, are 4-3. Better than a lot of teams you like.
What's that now?
Better than the Jets.
Oh, the Jets. The Jets. I love the Jets.
The Bengals. They're a game up on the Bengals.
I kind of like the Bengals.
Miami, Chargers playing the night. Denver, my Broncos, who rolled to a win over New Orleans. And now they play Carolina at home. Denver.
I predict the Colts will top out at 8 wins. I just don't believe. I don't believe in it. I mean, as excited about Richardson as we both were, right? I thought I would have taken him first in that draft year before last. It's been a struggle. It doesn't have to stay that way. Like, if he gets the year and can stay on the field, that's already been a problem again this year. It gets harder and harder. It really tests you. I think, like, fans of that team would be like, I got this guy. He's big, super athlete. He runs really great. He'll figure out the passing. Josh Allen exists. We can make this work. You got to be able to just stay on the field. Like, to get the benefit of learning and improving and recognizing and all the stuff you need, you got to be able to keep playing. And it just, you know, he did get through this game yesterday. So, I mean, that's a start, I guess. But, man, this just fits and starts constantly with him. It would get very – I'd be very frustrated, I think, already with him if I were really into the Colts.
It's interesting, though, that they've kept above water, right? Like, it's not the Carolina thing where – I mean, shouldn't Bryce Young probably go back in? They have one win. What's the point?
Right.
Yeah. So it's not like that.
Right.
Tennessee with Levis, maybe – this year's guys, look at the top of the draft. Caleb Williams has really come along. Mm-hmm. Jaden Daniels has been incredible. He's week to week, by the way, now. Great. And then May.
May went in and played pretty well.
I like him.
Yeah.
Doesn't he look good?
Yeah, he did. I didn't like him coming out, but he looked at least decent in his first start, I would say. And there's not a lot happening there to help them. I mean, their line is a joke, and their skill position players, they don't exist, really. They've just got nothing.
This Jalen Polk?
Just can't catch the ball.
Can't seem to catch the ball.
In the doghouse, Baker isn't even getting dressed, I don't think. I never see him. I don't know if I'm not studying their inactive list, but I have a feeling they got a long way to go with both of those guys.
No, it's Hunter Henry, but then it's Polk. And that's not going well. Then it's Bourne.
Right.
And Pop Douglas. And then KJ Osborne. UB, he had a touchdown yesterday in that game. Football Monday brought to you by Northwest Bank. For what's next, get started at northwest.com. You're welcome to join us. Talk about yesterday's Bills win. 803-0550 is the number. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, WGR.